Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can always check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Kicking it off with Gerald. Hi, Gerald.
I'm calling concerning low back pain and degenerative hip problem. I was wondering if the initial low back pain would have any effect on my hips degenerating. That's basically the question, and if there was any course of action short of operating or replacing my hips I could do with dietary changes and, of course, supplements.
Well, lifestyle is the key, and, you know, again, when you start having hip issues, the back is always involved because you got to look at the spine. And of course, it moves, and it's multidimensional, but the spine itself, if the tailbone is out of position, if the hips are out of position, then it's going to, or it can put the hip joint in a compromise, and there can be wear and tear on the hip that is unnecessary. There could be, of course, malpositioning or mispositioning in the lower part of the spine that can cause some nerve issues up and around the hip. So, yeah, I mean, all kind of goes hand in hand together. Someone that can comprehensively look at the spine and work in the joints and orthopedics are great. Another option, if you're looking for more of an alternative way of doing things, you would want to look at osteopathic physicians, which are DOs, and then chiropractic physicians as well. They both could serve you very well, but you might want to go get some opinions. If you're facing surgery, that's the time to get multiple opinions and have people really diving in with people to figure out what they would suggest. That way you can make a good decision and, you know, come up with a good game plan. But, yeah, to answer your question, dietary recommendations and nutritional supplements and all that, they can help and they can play a big role. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not just about managing the pain or anything like that. You want to get to the root of why it's going on and cut down inflammation throughout the body. That is when you get on the pathway to winning. And it's one of those streets that once you get on, you create the snowball, and it works very well. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And don't forget all your emails and all. We do get them. You want to shoot me one, I can answer in private. I will. And also, if you want it to be a part of the show, just let us know that. Alternative therapies, they're saying now, are lowering blood pressure. High blood pressure could be just a hand grip away, they say, from being a problem of the past. American Heart Association scientific statement reviewed alternative therapies for hypertension. In the extensive review of 1,000 hypertension studies published from 2006 to 2011, the hand grip exercises and moderate aerobics were found to significantly reduce high blood pressure, even when the amount of medication was varied. So after 4 weeks of isometric hand grip exercises, patients in one study reported a 10% drop in both systolic and diastolic blood pressure. That's the upper and the lower numbers. Participants in the aerobic-based studies benefited from an overall average reduction in blood pressure levels that ranged from 5.2 to 11.0. So researchers also found that meditation and strength training provided patients with moderate decreases in blood pressure. And also, alternative therapies, they say, offer viable options in place of antihypertension drugs. Now, people in stage 1, hypertension, or if you're in stage 2, 160 over 100, to 180 over 110. The researchers recommend a doctor's assessment before you run to the nearest gym. Stage 2 patients should be careful when pressure levels can be or pose as a cardiovascular risk. There is a small risk of adverse events with cardiovascular activity. The most common risk is musculoskeletal injury, so you got to keep an eye on that. University of Kentucky physician Allison Bailey said that exercise and the benefits of it far outweigh any risk. I totally agree with that. So are there alternatives to the alternatives, they say? People are hoping to avoid exercise, and that's one thing I always get. Avoiding the exercise is always interesting to me. But researchers found that yoga, acupuncture, and relaxation techniques might offer some help, mostly through stress relief, but studies showed only a modest benefit for lowering blood pressure. They also determined that many of the studies had serious limitations that came into question. Most alternative approaches reduce the systolic blood pressure only, and the diastolic, of course, is not touched as much. Robert Brock, who's a physician in press release, said, so alternative approaches can be added to a treatment regimen after patients discuss their goals with their doctor. And they said diet is a very important part of lifestyle modification, explained Bailey. A diet that is low in sodium or salt and high in fruit and vegetables and whole grains have been shown to be very effective at lowering blood pressure. Don't worry if you're not perfect at following this advice. Everyone makes exceptions. It's true. Eat 3 meals a week. Do whatever you want. That is a great rule of thumb when it comes to your overall health. Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that your heart is obviously important, but it's your overall body chemistry that plays a big role. That is a real key. And you do that with nutritional deficiencies, making sure you don't have them. You can get blood testing done on a regular basis. You can get genetic nutrition profiling done on a regular basis, too. That's one of the new hot things coming out, is to know exactly what your genetics are, the blueprint for it, and how to build a solid nutritional plan around that. So it'll be interesting, literally, in the next decade. I'll be interested to see all the things that come down the pipeline, because it can make a huge, huge difference. Our bodies are amazing, and they can change, but we have to be willing to change with them and make a difference all the way around. If you're struggling with your health, go to our website, healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area, check out mywellnessproviders.com, a great network of people that believe the same way we do around the country. You can find that information there. And, of course, don't forget, you can call our office at any time during the normal business hours, and we can help you go to the next level with your health and your life. We got Stephen in Oklahoma, wants to know a little bit about low energy. Now, here you talk about the adrenal glands and the thyroid glands. What's the difference between the two, and how does it affect my energy levels? Well, it's a great question. Both can affect your energy. If the thyroid, which is a key regulator for the metabolism, if it gets low in function or high in function, hyper, hypo, can cause your energy levels to drop. The adrenals are these little glands on top of the kidneys. They can do the same as far as robbing you of energy. If they get worn out, tired, you don't get the right nutrition, the adrenal glands, the body's stress glands, can get tired and really put you in a tough spot. But you can support these two glands in great ways. And one of the main things is diet. Iodine is a great little test to do with your physician to see what that is for the thyroid. And then also vitamin C and vitamin B5 are good tests to look at for the adrenals.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Wow. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Kick it off and go with June. Hey, June. Welcome to the show.
I am 42 and beginning to have issues that I believe are hormonally based. I just went to the doctor and had some tests run. But I'm more interested to know about DHEA and how it helps create testosterone.
It's a big component, big part of the pathway for testosterone. Matter of fact, a lot of times doctors, which, you know, again, some look for it, some don't. I think it's a big piece of the puzzle. The DHEA, it's part of the testosterone pathway, but it's a bigger piece in the adrenal glands. The adrenals dealing with DHEA and cortisol levels, that's the bigger piece that you want to be concerned about, because when cortisol levels are too high, then it creates a host of issues in the body. For example, when your cortisol is high, you can't sleep. And it's what keeps a lot of people up at night, where they can't wind down, they can't go to sleep. So that becomes a big of an issue. And lower DHEA levels sometimes can lead to higher cortisol levels. So managing your DHEA is very important. It's a potent anti-aging hormone, almost like human growth hormone. So a lot of those are really important. You can manage DHEA levels through a lot of your foods, getting plenty of lean quality proteins, healthy fats. Now, the supplementation with them can be very good, too. You'll want to get with someone that can kind of carry you through that. But supplementation with DHEA can be helpful. A lot of pharmacies now are compounding it, putting it into a cream or a pellet, and even to a little dissolvable tablet. That can be quite helpful. So that might be something you want to look into. But, yeah, I mean, the DHEA is critical as far as overall vitality, and it can deplete rapidly. So you have to have a game plan to be able to increase it and keep it at peak levels throughout life. And, of course, don't forget stress is a big one, too. Higher levels of stress put on someone can make a big difference in these areas. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Let's go over to Hank now. Hi, Hank.
For about 4 to 6 years, I've been going to physician after physician because I've been having chronic pain and somewhat swelling in my wrist, my joint, my neck. Where I'm having to take, pain medication on a daily basis to get by. And the last diagnosis that I've received is lupus for one. And then I went to another physician, and they said it wasn't lupus at all. They said that it was reactive arthritis. So I keep getting different diagnoses, and I really don't know what to do. At the time, I'm on methotrexate, this medication for lupus, and I just don't really know what I'm doing.
Well, and that's... I get it. So if your doctors haven't explained it that much and you really don't know where you are with it, I would go seek it out. I mean, like literally I would go ask them and just press them to get some good answers on what best to do. Now, that's one thing to do, okay? With lupus being more of an autoimmune condition, remember the body's attacking itself, and it doesn't mean it's doing it all the time. It can be dormant and not doing it at all. But one thing about lupus is that if you can figure out the T1 or the T2 pathway, which is the two different arms of the immune system that can be overactive or underactive, then you can't stop it. Okay, so you can't just eliminate it. When you have an autoimmune condition and the genetic light switch has been turned on, you can't turn it back off. But you can put a dimmer switch on it, and you can get that thing to dim all the way down. And that becomes a huge piece of keeping it where it's not so open and it's not so, critical as far as affecting you in a negative way. And that's one thing you want to be a little bit leery of. But lupus, for the most part, you can get this done and do a lot of dietary things, really. Avoiding stress, eating the right kind of foods, exercising the right way, of course, getting plenty of water, stress management. All those are big keys to the overall equation, but you can make a difference there. And with lifestyle, for the most part, you can make a really strong difference as well. So that's something just to keep in mind. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call. right now, or you can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. We'll be glad to take your call as part of the show. Don't forget, you can always catch us during the day, too, during our normal business hours. Just call the website. Too much sitting, they're saying, may lower the odds of colon cancer survivals. Are you sitting a lot? Is that what you do for work? Sit behind the desk all day long? Yeah, it's kind of affect you a little bit. They said people diagnosed with colorectal cancer who spend a lot of time sitting in their leisure are going to have a higher risk of dying. American Cancer Society said people who are physically active have a better chance of surviving than those who are not. And then I know that's kind of a given, but it's interesting to see some of the data. It said exercise improves cardiovascular and muscle fitness, lowers blood pressure and cholesterol, and improves blood sugar. Campbell noted that some of these factors would lead quite clearly to better tolerance for getting through surgery and other treatments. The Campbell said the connection between sitting and dying isn't well understood, but the sitting time is a little bit more speculative. Campbell said, we do not understand that sitting for long periods can lead to worse insulin and glucose profiles. These worse insulin and glucose profiles can feed tumor growth and increase the risk of occurrence and death. Not a good thing. Go to the web. You can find out more information from this article. Just go to healthcoachradio.com. But they're telling just about the new results and how they can be replicated, and also how cancer can be formed by excessive sitting. Did you ever think excessive sitting? It's kind of like get off your butt and get moving. That's what they're saying in this article. And really, that's what we're all saying. It's like move your butt. No buts about it. Move it. Make it happen. Just get up every day and move it. Eat less. Eat higher quality food. Move your butt. Go make it happen. Have some goals. Drink more water. Get at least 6 hours of sleep a night. Forgive everybody else. And that's it. Let's call it a day. It's that simple. But you know what? That's like 10% to 20% of the knowledge. The reason I'm here is because behavior is 80%, and that's where we all struggle. Be right back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Line grew up in 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. 10%, they're saying now, of U.S. adults are physically limited by arthritis, the CDC said. More than 50 million Americans now have arthritis. Almost half of them can't perform the daily activities because of the disease. U.S. health officials said recently that aging and obesity are the chief culprits behind the growing health problem. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they said the increase in arthritis definitely has to do with the aging of our population, but it's also potentially linked to the obesity epidemic. That's what my opinion is. I mean, obesity has grown almost to its highest level. Well, it is its highest level. And we're learning more. We have better knowledge about foods and lifestyle choices and what to do. Yet still, at the same time, it's amazing to me that we're still getting to a place where we're getting sicker, we're having more disease, and we're not getting much better in the categories. So with arthritis, it's getting to the point where it's debilitating people and getting them to a place where it's cutting back on their quality of life, and there's so much that we can do. Arthritis is one of those health challenges based a lot around the foods that we eat over a long period of time. The weight that we gain, the quality of the food, determines the kind of healthy cells or non-healthy cells that we're going to have. And osteoarthritis, which is related to the normal wear and tear of joints, is the most common type. But think about it. If you were 30 pounds less or 40 pounds less in your weight, think about the less wear and tear you would have on your body. It makes a difference. So the report included, just so you know, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, gout and fibromyalgia, all different forms of arthritis in different ways. They said the number of Americans with arthritis didn't surprise them, though. We expect 57 million Americans will have arthritis by 2030. And the unexpected finding was the degree to which arthritis limits Americans' physical activity. It actually exceeds our estimates, they said. We projected it would be at around 22 million in 2020, but obesity could really cause this change to surge. More than one-third of Americans are obese, according to the CDC, and we know that obesity is strongly linked to osteoarthritis. And they said that osteoarthritis is obviously the most prevalent conditions, one of the most, rather, in our population. So the report confirms that arthritis is a huge public health problem. Dr. Patience White, who's Vice President for Public Health Policy and Advocacy at the Arthritis Foundation at the George Washington School of Medicine and Health Sciences, says what is worrisome is that more people with arthritis also have limitations of their activity. And this is really a warning. It's saying you really need to do something about this. And although you can't stop aging, you can decrease the impact on your joints. White noted, he said, the reason why activity limitation has gone up for people with arthritis is because obesity. He said losing weight and exercising are the keys to fighting this disease, Dr. White said. It's true. I mean, it really is true. You take someone that has bad knees, and you have that person lose 50 pounds, and you will be amazed at not only that they feel lighter, will they have more energy, and will that be good for their other organ systems like the heart, liver, kidneys, cholesterol, I mean, all of that. But the wear and tear on the joints will decrease dramatically. If you ever want to know what it feels like to be 100 pounds overweight, go into a gym and go over and try to pick up a 100-pound dumbbell. Now, not only try to pick it up, I want you to pick it up and then walk across the gym with it and see how it feels. Now, I'm a pretty strong guy. I've been working out, weightlifting, bodybuilding, weight training for 20-something years. I can pick up and do 100-pound dumbbells pretty easily. But I can tell you this, they're still really, really heavy. If I had to pick up a 100-pound dumbbell and carry it around with me all day long, I'd be exhausted. I physically couldn't do it. I'd have to sit down every 5 minutes, be exhausted. So think about somebody that's carrying an extra 100 pounds. What that's doing to the knees, the hips, the lower back. You ever see someone that's really overweight? Maybe really overweight, 100 pounds plus overweight. You ever look at them and watch them walk through like a mall, or maybe they're just walking down a sidewalk and you see them sit a lot? There's a reason for that. Like I said, go carry. If you ever want to know what it feels like to be 100 pounds over from where you are, go carry a 100-pound dumbbell across the gym. Just walk around with it. See how you feel. It's unbelievable. So to lose that kind of weight, what it does, of course, emotionally, physically, but what it does to their body, it's amazing. So if we could just get on that track alone and encourage people, give them practical tools to be able to lose the weight and really get down to the brass tacks of what's causing that, it would be absolutely amazing. So the hand and knee joints, they're saying, are the biggest ones that are affected with osteoarthritis. And so as you begin to lose the weight, of course, the joint pain will subside and decrease. It's really exciting to see. And I think with this study and as more come out, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like we see the problem, we see the challenge, everybody knows it. It's kind of like the elephant in the room. Everybody knows what's going on, but nobody's willing to make the changes. Everybody wants to keep, because the marketing is so good around the foods, and it's such a temptation for so many people, and there's so much stress going on with people's lives, that I really think it's just it's a challenge in that way. And then our kids, maybe both parents are having to work, maybe they're not getting their emotional needs met, or kids don't think about it, which is really, my personal opinion, more the case. They're going to eat whatever's at home, whatever tastes good, whatever mom and dad has for them, because the parents are the one buying everything. They don't go out and go grocery shopping. And it's just, it's amazing to me that we don't take more responsibility for our kids and what they eat, because childhood obesity and even teen obesity has skyrocketed in the last even 5 years, and we're seeing it grow more and more. So with arthritis, really a teenager or even a young 20 is not going to really see that kind of joint pain unless it's rheumatoid. But that person carries on that those lifestyle habits, and they keep that weight on. And as they go into their 30s and 40s, by the time they get into their 40s, they will really start to notice. That's where the wear and tear of carrying that 100-pound dumbbell around or a 50-pound dumbbell begins to wear on you. So it's such a passion of mine to see people be able to live the life that they deserve, to break through the behavioral patterns of what brought you there in the first place, to break out of that and go where you need to be. Because there's just so much more in store for you. Life has so much more than to be crippled with arthritis, miserable, taking multiple medications, overweight, don't feel good. There's just a better way to live. Really, there are answers. And on this show, hopefully we can be a resource to be able to provide that for people. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now, or I can take it privately. Whatever you prefer. And just know this, we're here to help. Going to Lois right now. Hi, Lois.
I'm calling about my son. He's 11 years old and had his blood work done. And it came back that they want to test him for diabetes. They said if the range he should be, the normal is 23, and he is at 39. She said sometimes that could just be insulin resistance.
Yeah, it could be, for sure. Insulin resistant, that's one of the major issues. The little receptors that we have that work with insulin, they begin to wear down. They kind of get dull. And that's where the medications like metformin can come in and really help. They kind of resurface the receptors and allow the body to be able to utilize and hold on to the insulin so it can be, so it can kind of function at its peak level. So that's really the key, and that's what it's used for. But the bigger key is to look at the child's diet and begin to really revamp it, because the eating habits, we're not getting enough proteins or not getting enough healthy fats, too many carbohydrates, whatever it might be. Those have to be looked at and really, really modified to make a big difference for that child because they're young. I mean, the good news is, to me, is that when a young person gets diagnosed with diabetes or pre-diabetes or whatever it might be, you take a 45-year young person and they can recover. You take someone that's like 11 or 12, they can recover really, really fast a lot of times. So that's where you've got to step in and say, okay, as a parent, what do I need to do? I need to get radical with the way they're eating. It's okay if they don't get their popsicles and
1 minute
and cakes and cookies and the things that they don't want. It's okay if they throw a fit. It's okay if they get upset with me, because you're not trying to be their best friend. You're trying to be their parent and guide them and lead them in the right direction because you love them. That's the key. And I think we've got to step up as parents and begin to, with love, do that and show them the way and teach them, guide them, provide good options that they like, do the research. There's plenty of, you know, once you start digging into healthy foods, recipes and all that, the foods taste amazing. Matter of fact, if you take the time to cook healthy meals, they actually taste better than fast food meals. I mean, a million times better. So if you take the time to do it right, then you can end up getting your kids to make a turn, because they'll start enjoying those foods much more. I've seen it happen time and time again. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
We'll be right back.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. There you can find all the information you need here on the show and also our lifestyle providers, their healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Going to the phones to talk with Janice. Hi, Janice.
I have a problem with high anxiety causing facial tic to the point of embarrassment.
Well, the anxiety like that because of the facial tics, you've got to look at a couple of items. One, the neurotransmitter called GABA. And there's certain foods that will actually decrease GABA levels in the body. And there are actually a lot of health foods that will do that. And if you know the list of those, you can learn to avoid those. And the other issue, you can look at the medications and talk to your doctor about it. Certain benzodiazepines can help support healthy GABA levels. But again, you got to decide if you want to get to the root of the issue or kind of manage it with the medications. So that's really the key. Now, there's a couple of foods that are really, really helpful. And I'll go through those with you. These are the ones you want to avoid, okay? Almonds, walnuts, cashews, Brazil nuts, oatmeal. I know. And you think, oatmeal, really? But yeah, oatmeal, wheat, barley, anything with gluten in it. So a lot of the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all that jazz. They can really become a challenge. And then also salmon, spinach. Don't worry, you can have other kinds of fish. Salmon, spinach. And then you want to look at a couple of other items that make a difference with GABA. And I'll tell you this, it's amazing to me, but a lot of the dairy products can do that as well. Now, you don't have to do this forever, but a lot of times if you avoid these foods for a period of time, then you can start introducing them back in later. But GABA levels, you know, you can use supplements and whatnot, but foods typically work very, very well. I would look into that just a little bit. And as you, you know, obviously are getting working with your physician and checking with him or her, then they can guide you in that process. But I'd also get a good dietitian, someone that can walk with you in that process and really work on the nutritional side while the other is working on the medical side. GABA levels can drop pretty easily, so don't feel like it's really, really weird. The tics, that's a little bit more than normal. But again, as you start working with a good lifestyle plan overall, over a long period of time, and the body tends to respond very well. 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now or go online, go to teamlifestyle.com. Rosemary is our food for the hour. And I'll tell you, rosemary is something that's, you know, obviously used as a spice many times, as a little like leaves that they put on foods. It's amazing. Think about the things that it does. It provides with about 131 calories per 100 grams, has no cholesterol. It's loaded with vitamin A, so just a few leaves a day in the diet would almost meet the requirement for optimal vision. The rosemary leaves are also a good source of vitamin C, which has about 100 milligrams per 3 or 4 leaves, and says that require for collagen synthesis, helping the skin and creating that glow, can be very beneficial. It's also loaded in the B vitamins. So pyridoxine and folic acid, which are important for the repair of DNA and RNA, and also helping preventing major birth defects in the baby's brain or the spine in pregnant women. It also has a lot of therapeutic effects and helps with the management of many disorders and diseases. It can relieve stress and also treats inflammation. So a lot of the free radicals called reactive oxygen species, or ROS, can be helped with along with rosemary. The Japanese researchers, as they looked into this, found that the smelling of lavender and rosemary essential oils and aromatherapy increased the production of saliva and reduced the stress hormone cortisol significantly. They also concluded that these oils could protect the body from oxidative stress and relieve the stress. Other studies, too, have confirmed that rosemary leaves exhibit potent anti-inflammation and anti-tumor effects. These rosemary leaves actually can help with prostaglandins as well. They help fight infections. This is really fascinating. A number of studies found that rosemary oil, they have antimicrobial properties. It can also inhibit foodborne pathogens as well. Really interesting. It improves memory and concentration. This is what I love when I talk about foods, is the power of what they can do. And think about it. If we don't have them, how our bodies can decline. But by adding these foods in, what it can do. A study published recently in the International Journal of Neuroscience, it suggested that rosemary produces a significant enhancement in performance for overall quality of memory and secondary memory factors. But also, it produced an impairment of speed of memory and secondary memory factors. So the rosemary could also improve mood and alertness. Other studies published in the Journal of Medicinal Food Adults found that 750 milligrams dose of the rosemary had a statistically significant beneficial effect on memory, where the 6,000 milligram dose had an impairing effect on the cognitive function. So, again, too much can be a little bit of a challenge. You've got to keep it in that sweet spot. They're saying around 750 to 1,000 milligrams typically is the way to go. It also helps with gastric and intestinal issues. The rosmarinic acid in rosemary relaxes the muscles in the trachea and intestines, stimulates bile production, and protects the liver. Researchers in Libya actually said that they suggest the rosmarinic acid also has therapeutic potential in the treatment or prevention of peptic ulcers and liver toxicity. So foods really have a lot of the medicinal properties that we look for. It's just about finding the right kind of foods and what they do. That's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'll tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, there's always hope to get well, stay well, and live well. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.